This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday briefly acknowledged losing the U.S. election in a morning Twitter post, but then he backtracked, saying he concedes nothing, and he vowed to keep up a court fight that election law experts say is unlikely to succeed. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. He repeated several baseless claims about the vote, which state and federal officials say was safe and secure. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press, if the president's prepared to begin to recognize that reality, that's positive, but adds Trump's Twitter feed doesn't make Joe Biden president or not president. The American people did that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Turkey's president said that he favors a permanent two-state division of Cyprus during a visit Sunday to the breakaway Turkish-held north. It was condemned as a provocative move by the internationally recognized Greek-speaking south. The European Union's foreign policy chief criticized the Turkish leader's visit. The leader of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region has confirmed firing missiles at neighboring Eritrea's capital, and he is threatening more, saying that we will take any legitimate military target and we will fire. Confirmation by Tigray regional president in an interview with the Associated Press marks a huge escalation as the deadly fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region spills across an international border. The United States is strongly condemning what it calls the efforts to internationalize the conflict. Eritrea, one of the world's most reclusive nations, has not commented. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.